This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. You're running out of time if you want to get a vote-by-mail ballot for Tuesday's Illinois primary election. My colleague Sam Nofsker reports Illinois voters who want to cast their ballot by mail must have their application submitted by tomorrow. That's Thursday. Mail-in ballots can be obtained in person or online through your local election authority. Applications also can be submitted at the Illinois State Board of Elections website. Vote-by-mail ballots must be postmarked no later than election day and received within 14 days of the election. Voters who are mailing ballots close to election day are urged to visit their post office and request a manual postmark to guarantee their vote is counted on time. Accessible ballots for voters who have print disabilities can be requested online at the Illinois State Board of Elections website. The U.S. and Israel started launching deadly attacks on Iran in late February, and more than 1,200 Iranians have died during this current conflict. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today told reporters that today would be the most intense day of strikes in Iran. Many members of the Iranian community in Chicago still have family members in the country, and that includes Ali Taro. He tells our In the Loop program his family is worried and is taking shelter, and he believes the regime does not care about Iranians' interests.
This war has proven that this is not the solution. Actually, this war has empowered the regime to oppress and suppress people more.
Outside Iran, hundreds of people also have been killed across the Middle East. The National Weather Service says one supercell last night was responsible for at least four tornadoes across Illinois and Indiana. Kevin D'Onofrio is a science and operations officer with the National Weather Service.
Often in these earlier times of the year, March, February, sometimes, when you get these supercell thunderstorms, they have the potential to produce the bigger hail and the stronger tornadoes, and that's kind of what we saw yesterday.
Storms in Kankakee produced hail as large as 5 inches in diameter. D'Onofrio says the peak time of year for tornadoes in the region is April through June. And classic rocker and poet Patti Smith is promoting her latest memoir. It's entitled Bread of Angels. It explores Smith's personal life from a working-class childhood to her later years. She joined Chicago native and Wilco frontman Jeff Tweedy this week at the Art Institute of Chicago. And Smith told Tweedy she worked hard to keep her memories intact after rats destroyed family photos when she was just a kid.
My poor mom, she never got over that. So that also made me really do everything I could to remember every story, it helped actually strengthen my childhood memory.
Smith also played hits like Dancing Barefoot and Because the Night at the WBEZ event, and it was co-presented by the Chicago Poetry Foundation and the University Club of Chicago. You're listening to The Rundown. Our Rundown election coverage continues this week. Now, for most of the last 80 years, two people have represented a large chunk of Illinois' 9th congressional district. First, Sidney Yates, who served nearly a half century, and then Jan Schakowsky took office in 1999. She's been there since, and this is her last term. This is the first time in generations so many people have fought for this seat. And my colleague Alex Degman brings us an overview of that race.
For all intents and purposes, this month's primary will serve as the de facto general election, at least in this race. And that could be why the incumbent progressive Democrat flexed her political muscle.
I'm Jan Schakowsky, and I've known Daniel Biss for years.
Amid a backdrop of action shots and hopeful music, Schakowsky tried to cut through the 15-person field in January by endorsing the mayor of Evanston.
Join me in voting for Daniel Biss for Congress.
Biss has served in politics as a state representative and state senator. He's also mounted on successful campaigns for governor and comptroller. Now, he says Congress is where he needs to be.
The country is in an emergency the likes of which I'm not sure we've seen since the 1860s.
Biss and his family have lived in Evanston for about 20 years. The city's been in the district for generations. It's in the southeast corner along with part of Chicago's north side. The district winds northwest, ending up in portions of Wakanda and Algonquin. In the last year, Biss has been seen confronting ICE agents in Evanston streets. He also joined protesters at the ICE processing facility in West Suburban Broadview. He says the district needs people who can do that and navigate the government.
We need the right people in Congress, people who both know how to fight and win inside of government, and people who know how to organize in the streets, people who are willing to put their body on the line, people who know how to lift up a resistance movement across the region and across the country to demand better.
That thump you just heard is the sound of another candidate, Kat Abagazale, literally putting her body on the line. Federal agents threw her to the ground during a protest in Broadview last fall. She was indicted on charges of allegedly assaulting and conspiring to injure law enforcement. She and five others became known as the Broadview Six. Abagazale says people like Biss, who've been inside the government, are part of the problem. She announced her candidacy before Schakowsky announced her retirement.
I was the only person in this race to not wait in line or ask for permission to run, and it's because I feel a sense of urgency, just as many people in America right now feel a sense of urgency. I mean, they're executing us on the streets.
Abagazale moved to Chicago in 2024, eventually settling in Rogers Park with her partner Ben Collins, the CEO of The Onion's parent company. Abagazale was a journalist, primarily covering right-wing media for publications like Media Matters and Mother Jones, which she loved and hopes to do again someday. She's never held public office, but she says this, Congress is what she needs to do now.
My colleagues and I have been ignored by the Democratic Party for years. They ignored us when we warned them about January 6th or where the DEI CRT anti-trans panic would lead.
Abagazale thinks this is a three-way race between her, Daniel Biss, and State Senator Laura Fine of Glenview. Fine told a capacity crowd at a community forum in West Rogers Park earlier this year that the 9th District needs someone with experience.
I am the only candidate in this race who has taken on and won some of the biggest fights against the biggest special interests in our state and in our country.
She rattled off a list of accomplishments like Legislator of the Year awards and more than 100 endorsements. At the end of last year, Biss, Fine, and Abagazale had combined to raise nearly $7 million. But there are 12 other Democrats in the race.
I'm State Representative Han Nguyen.
These guys are telling us to stop following.
I'm State Representative Han Nguyen.
The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol.
Han Nguyen represents parts of Chicago's north side in the state house. Here, he was helping monitor ICE activity when agents stopped the vehicle he was in. He's raised over $1 million himself.
I have passed 50 bills in the Illinois Senate. Legislation that clears medical debt for 400,000 households in the state. Legislation that creates the first child tax credit ever in the state.
That's State Senator Mike Simmons, the first black man to represent his Northside Chicago district and the first openly gay person to serve in the Illinois State Senate. Phil Andrew and his family were held hostage in 1988 by Lori Dann, the woman who shot more than a half dozen children at a Winnetka elementary school, killing one. Dann burst into their home after the shooting.
I was able to negotiate my folks out, but I was shot in an attempt to disarm her.
He survived by slowing his breathing using a technique he learned as a swimmer. Andrew became a hostage negotiator with the FBI. He did that for most of his 21 years with the Bureau, retiring 8 years ago. He says he's dealt with people at their worst when emotions are high. And he thinks that's symbolic of a broken Congress, which he hopes to help fix.
It's not doing the job that it needs to do to bring balance into our constitutional system. And particularly in these next 2 years where we have an administration that is pushing the limits of executive authority.
Bushra Amiwala is a Skokie school board member.
I'm the only candidate in this race with experience in the public, private, and nonprofit sector. So that means I know how to do three things. How to manage budget, problems, and people.
Then there are these candidates.
I'm Nick Pion.
Sam Poland.
My name is Bethany Johnson, and I am honestly a local trans housewife.
My name is Justin Ford.
Mark Fredrickson.
I'm Jeff Cohen.
Patricia Brown and Howard Rosenblum round out the field. The winner of this 15-way Democratic primary will go on to the general election in November. There are four Republicans trying to get there, Rocio Cleveland, John Ellison, Paul Friedman, and Mark Sue. The four of them combined have raised just a few thousand dollars. Alex Degman, WBEZ News.
And before you cast your ballot in Tuesday's Illinois primary, make sure you understand what's on it. Start with our voter guide from WBEZ and the Sun-Times. It has an interactive tool. You type in your zip code, you find out what's going to be on your ballot. That and more on our website, wbez.org/voter guide. Weather, rainy, snowy, temperature holding steady in the mid-30s, and gradual clearing tonight with a low near 30, and then Thursday cloudy and milder, high in the upper 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at wbez.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.